Vape, spirit, mind, soul.
We're back.
Hi, we're back. Welcome. This is a work in progress. I was trying to trigger Lewis. Did you get triggered or did you just check out? No, you checked out. We're back. It looks different, right?
Look, his head's now cut off of the camera. I would know. I tested it yesterday.
Really? So you're back. It's a new one. It's a new day.
It's a new life.
Man, dude. Talk about these 3 days have not felt like a weekend, bro.
The fact that you said 3 days.
Talk about these 3 days.
Weekend. Well, do you count Friday as like your day off weekend?
A lot of.
Okay, I don't mean technical weekend, but I mean like mental state.
If the jobs think of it as a weekend, then yes.
If you worked at all that day, it's not a weekend. It's not a day off.
I didn't work that day.
Well, for you, it's your weekend. But that's because Friday and Saturday is your weekend.
Exactly.
But you wouldn't count Thursday.
But you said it. That's your weekend.
Yeah. I'm saying weekend or weekday off or whatever.
Exactly. But you know what I mean, right?
I don't count Friday because you were on the clock. Just because you went to go to the bar afterwards on Friday does not mean that you did not work that day.
Yeah, weekend is more like if you've been off the entire day.
But that's when your weekend starts.
Yeah, but that's when you can have, like, you can go out on Friday.
Your weekend starts, but it's not the weekend. It's still a weekday for you.
Again, I don't even
like the beginning of the weekend, so it would be the weekend.
No,
so are we talking about the artist, the weekend, or are we talking about the...
By the light.
And you know what you can enjoy on the weekend, like, no matter what?
Cocaine.
Off center thought. God damn it.
I mean, same thing.
You can experience both. Just do both.
It's addictive. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe. For free cocaine.
Instead of a drinking game, you have a bumping game for the podcast. Anytime you hear a Daquan joke.
Oh, dude, everybody would be fucking geeked.
We'd be geeked out in this room.
Wait. So
I want to do something right now.
So why is it geeked? Like, is it like...
I have no idea.
The fact that y'all both said it at the same time.
Because you probably like,
you're
jittery.
Like, you're like... But like...
You're geeking like you're fucking jittery and like that.
But like, when I think geek, you know what I'm saying? I'm Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
And like
Star
Trek. Harry Potter.
And y'all don't know.
Wear chains.
Yeah.
To see Magic.
Yeah, you have like a Nintendo 64 controller as a fucking... Oh, what's up? Oh, wait,
I will fuck up this whole set right now. Keep on fucking with me.
I'm not fucking with you, bro. It's banter.
Sadly, when he's made fun of, it's banter. It's abuse from that side,
hey,
huh?
I've been taking 64 episodes of this, dog.
I hope you guys enjoy the rest of this podcast, because I will be on my phone.
You can take it for 5 minutes, bro.
No, I'm sensitive.
But do ad reach now. No, I'm joking.
Ad reach.
This fool's dead ass scrolling through fucking Twitter.
Yes.
What are you trying to find, bro? And you ain't even reading it, too. You're just fucking scrolling,
I know. Twitter's
bro.
Probably like the worst social media for you.
I look for pictures.
We know what kind of pictures, bro.
he'd have a better chance on Instagram. I don't know why he's not scrolling through Instagram.
No, dude. Instagram is like fucking dead ass taking down a lot of like Thotty's accounts. Like, what's it called?
From what I've heard.
Yeah.
Probably because
I don't know. I mean, personally, I don't know, but I'm just, the word is.
Probably because they're promoting their OnlyFans.
Yeah,
shit.
Stuff
that's
like
explicit
that.
Content.
But like, they're like shadow banning anybody that shows more than what they think is adequate, which is shadow like any man. Bikini. Or if like you're a nipple.
Dude,
no,
sometimes I'll scroll through Instagram and I'll see a full boob.
Just really? I don't care if you're wearing, like, yeah, if you're wearing that,
or like a bikini, but it's like super see-through, so you see nipples and shit. I just see it all the time. Some of them get past it by putting art.
Yes, like an emoji of a fucking like tomato or something.
Yeah,
like, okay.
They just put something like art or some shit, and then it gets through.
Yeah, like it's like, but a lot of them like have
boo,
to be like
boo, tomato, tomato.
Boo, boo. Everybody's like always like
Instagram boo boo tomato tomato.
No, because
nudity. You're offended about that?
Boo boo.
Because a lot of people I see, like, I know one person that has an OnlyFans, and they're like, Instagram took down my page, so this is my new page, and like her shit had like gone like.
Do a lot of the OnlyFans chick that posts on Instagram have to redo their account multiple times. They get it down. Like, they get it taken down pretty frequently.
But with, like, there's no such thing as a male thirst trap Instagram, right?
I'm sure there is.
Wasn't it?
It's like, just not gonna pull up for a bunch of straight guys.
It was like gray sweatpants shit for a minute, wasn't it?
The gray sweatpants.
Or was it just like to buy gray sweatpants, or to like, was it a gray sweatpants
was,
but with a
no,
fucking?
Dick it was specifically for the dick print. Yes.
Bro, why? And you know, bro, hold up. You know, any guy that takes those kind of pictures, they gotta fluff it up a bit.
Like yeah, no, he's definitely in the bathroom corner.
Yeah, you're slapping. Yeah.
There's a quick jerk. Yeah,
me and Joe don't gotta do it.
He just goes pop, pop, pop.
He's like, why are you putting me in this list? I don't want to be
Joe. No one said you. Stop. First of all, you're here, John, right?
Huh? You heard John, right?
Yeah,
I heard Joe.
I didn't say John. Exactly.
I heard Joe. I don't know. 50-50, bro.
Also, yeah, don't put anybody else in this list.
Sounds like we're making a light here, bro.
We calling that the South. This is the North. Nobody crosses the line.
Shut the fuck up.
But no, dude. But it's been a pretty fucking hectic weekend. Plus, dude, fucking the Foo Fighter drummers died. Like that.
Oh yeah, I saw that. But like, I don't really care because I don't really listen to the Foo Fighters.
See, that's what John said too. Like John said,
I don't care. And
oh,
I
sucks. He
to
died, man. That sucks.
I mean, yeah, it sucks that a person.
But
died,
like,
but
I don't.
People die all the time.
Does it suck?
I don't really.
You know what? That's 100% true.
Like, I'm not gonna make a big deal about a celebrity dying.
How much is it gonna affect you? You're gonna be done by the end of the week.
No, but I think we like.
I mean, I was sad when like I heard Avenged Sevenfold drummer died.
Oh yeah. Did you cry when Jordy Jordison died?
No.
See,
I was just like, man, that sucks. Like, I really liked.
Like an example, Kobe hit you, right? When Kobe died, it hit you.
I wasn't sad, bro.
But it hit you.
Here's the thing.
Though.
I just went, oh shit. It was more. It more sucked that he died at such a young age, and his daughter also died.
This is what it was like. Damn.
That's my reaction. Was,
what the fuck?
Yeah, but that was mine too. When I heard, I was like, "Oh, that sucks."
Yeah,
damn.
I was like, damn. Just kept scrolling.
Oh my god.
But I'm not. It's not been like a year later.
Yeah,
I'm still retweeting pictures
it,
of his.
I find it
Tiny
weird
Desk
that people like cried. People that didn't even know him cried, and he's like, "But you know, he was the master of the game." I was like, "Okay,
I don't
but
know."
Did I mean,
you
he
know
was
him?
The master of the game. He was. Just
I was like,
Black
"Did
Mamba,
you?"
You know?
I was like, "Did you know him on a personal level for you to be this upset?"
But
are
it is.
You...
I can understand why some people, like especially if they're really into basketball, and they played it as a kid. They like try to
emulate
his style and stuff like that. Like he is their idol, I guess. But
I guess
it's been how many years?
That motherfucker has like 5,000 posters of Kobe. I guess
every single jersey he's ever worn. Yeah,
never. I have.
But you said it yourself, like you were like, oh, I remember when like I got.
Yeah,
a
I was
jersey.
Bummed. Yeah, I had his.
That's what I'm saying.
I remember.
Got, see, you were bummed
for the month. For the month.
Okay,
it's been no. I'm saying for the month, I would go. Ah, that sucks. But then a year from that time,
I don't know if Kobe died at like the back end of the month. John was just
he died on the 28th.
It was
the 28th, and then the 31st. I'm like,
it was the 30th.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's a new month.
Low key, like that's what I'm saying. Like it sucked for a minute, and then I kind of forgot when it even happened.
Dude, what if he would have died on
but
leap
like
year?
Mac Miller?
You'd have to celebrate it.
Y'all shut the fuck up.
Oh man, Circles was the shit, man.
Bro,
fucking,
hold up. Hold up.
You wait, know. And then it starts, instantly they have to pop the fucking Tiny Desk. I'm like, a concert. I'm like, we get it,
I'm
bro.
Not gonna lie.
He was good live.
I feel like I post a Tiny Desk.
Yes, you did. But because
no, I saw those.
But
posts
because they posted
yesterday.
That shit. Oh, good for them. I was like, because they posted that shit, I was just like, I'm going to listen to Circles. Hey, I actually like this album.
It's a good record, man.
Yeah. Again, there's plenty of dead artists that their albums still slap.
Kim to Die for you guys to promote it more.
But the thing is, because
now I enjoy it.
But the thing is, like you said, you were bummed out.
Yeah.
So it did hit you.
You know what bummed me out?
You didn't know the motherfucker.
Batman movies.
Huh?
Did you not like it?
No. I like the newest one. I'm not going to talk about it because it's only been, how long? It's been like a week or two since it's been out.
I don't know.
Wait,
Robert Pattinson.
It's just called The Batman.
I was going to call him Edward Cullen.
I just, I want to say specifically, if y'all guys go watch it, don't go watching it thinking that you're about to see a Batman that's like super badass from the get-go. It's year one Batman. It's basically like Christopher Nolan's Batman. Like, right when like
it's Virgin Batman.
When he fucking first started becoming Batman. Because like in the movie, I mean, it shows in the trailer he has a Batmobile
early.
But it's not fully finished.
Because that's what I was thinking. It's like, man, why is Homeboy's suit so thick?
They're like, it's thick. It's like he it's during the movies, like, you know, he's all you can tell that like he's like super new to it. Like, it's just people that watch the movie,
like,
they're
as
like
an actor, like he doesn't know.
No, like as like Batman, but like people that have I've seen complain, they're like, it was just boring. There was just, I was like, bro, you have to go into thinking like this is a new year one Batman rather than
also,
like this Batman's been doing it for like,
you know,
7 years or some shit.
That's always the case though. Batman's beginning always is like boring. Like Batman Begin the movie,
boring.
It was boring. Yeah,
that shit didn't pick up until the second one.
Don't even just watch year one. Just watch year one.
Year one,
like
the anime cartoon. That one's cool too. That one's
yeah, but that's, I mean, that's animated.
Minute,
but like,
it still takes, like, that one's not that entertaining. But like,
but I don't know. I like,
Batman.
I like, I like some of the shit that he has. I will say in the movie, like
the car
where he pulls out his battery. Classic
trauma.
Also, the Riddler in this film.
He looks creepy.
He is insane, and it is perfect.
Insane in the brain?
Like, he is crazy.
In the memory.
He is crazy. They actually revived the Riddler in this movie compared to... Compared to Val Kilmer's Riddler.
Hold him up.
You're talking about Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Val Kilmer's Joker? Or no, Riddler. You mean Jim Carrey.
Yeah, but it's...
Put some fucking
That was Val Kilmer's Riddler.
Yeah, it's his.
Because then the next movie right after that was fucking George Clooney.
Yeah, beautiful. These are beautiful Batman.
Which is so weird to me because I actually watched the Batman films last night.
Pause. What movie did you watch first? Batman Begins, right? Or did you watch like...
I watched the 1992 Batman. Watched the Penguins, and then I watched Val Kilmer's Batman.
Shouts out to Danny DeVito for pulling up a creepy ass penguin.
Yes,
that shit.
That is so
traumatic. That nose biting scene.
It's just all black and shit.
I remember when that movie came out. Apparently, caused like a really massive uproar because they were trying to push it towards like PG-13 audiences.
But it's not,
It's like super dark, super like gory and shit. And then like,
wait, who didn't homeboy that made Nightmare on not Nightmare on Elm Street that fucking
it was
Scissorhands.
Yeah, it was just, what's his name?
Nightmare on Elm.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Tim Burton. Yeah, but didn't he help out with some of the Nightmare on Elm Street stuff?
I don't think so.
I don't think he was a director, but I think he was production.
I think I might have confused Nightmare Before Christmas on Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. You did.
Because they started with Nightmares.
Yes.
I heard he started in horror, too.
I think so, too, because like the way he does it, it's creepy. Tim Burton, you know who Tim Burton is?
No, Tim Burton's like...
Burton was like
some creepy shit.
He's on some creepy shit.
He's on like some goth...
But he makes it really good. So I mean, the fucking 1992 Batman was pretty good.
I think that like those 90s Batman, like it looks comic-like.
Yes. That's what I was going to bring up. The fucking... After the first initial Batman, the 1992 one, and then like the 95 and then 97 ones, the way they portrayed Gotham was
spot on.
Spot on. George Clooney's like,
one of the weakest ones, though.
I hate the George Clooney zip up cuts.
It's like so fun.
Zip, and then
then they put on the belt. And it's just like groin in front of them. Like, and then for some reason, they just turn around. It's just ass jiggling in front of your face.
Dude. Fuck, they're a dick. And you know that was not George Clooney's ass. No, I can tell George Clooney's ass from my way. That was not George.
Yeah, and those were the Batmans where they had nipples.
Yes,
they had actual nipples. And it wasn't like just like a circle. It was like a circle. And it was the areola, and then the nipple was there too. So that was fucking weird as shit.
All we know is that George Clooney has Hershey's.
Best. Clooney was the best Bruce.
Yeah. Shit Batman.
Terrible Batman.
Yeah. Great Bruce. Dude.
Terrible Batman. But Batman and Robin.
Hold up. The motorcycle part?
Which motorcycle? Oh, Robin's?
Yeah. Robin, when he's like, he goes, he tries to fight the gang in the motorcycles, and then he's like, Batman has to save him.
No,
like,
wasn't that Val Kilmer's Batman?
Was it?
Yeah, because Batman, that one was when Robin, that's when they introduced Robin. Robin.
Never mind. The second
Batman
one.
Batman and Robin was
with Ivy, right?
Yeah, which was Ivy, Mr. Freeze.
One of the best one-line performances by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold killed the role.
Dude, thanks for playing.
Revenge is this cold, best cold son. Whatever the fuck you know, man. He's like, ha, freeze. He's like, okay, dude. Every fucking one-liner that's so bad. I think on YouTube, there's a full compilation of
Like, just you can watch clips of their movies.
One-liners. I feel like
Arnold just didn't want to learn a script, so they were like...
But I think he did.
Two lines per day is good enough for him.
Give this man some fucking catchphrases.
Because
him go on to his bench presses, man.
I think for Terminator 2, he got paid like over like an enormous like over $10 million.
I'm not surprised because Terminator 1 did so well.
Just for saying like shitty movies.
25 lines. What?
Dude, how many lines did he have in the original Terminator?
Sorry that I like robots, cell phones that fall in love with humans.
Actually, you know what? You know what?
I like the whole thing, bro, not just one aspect.
I love that you guys always bring up that I like her. It's funny to me.
Because you do like her. Yes or no?
I mean, I like a lot of hers.
I like her. And then
her. I like her. I like her too.
Oh my god.
But no, like,
so which one do you, which stereotype do you want to play into? You're sensitive her lover, or you're a fuckboy that likes her?
Which one? One?
You can't choose both. One.
Hey, we gotta decide on a bet.
So, so go Batman. That's what we're saying. Jesus.
Oh, fuck me, bro. Dude. No, but Timber,
you saw the panic in his eyes too. He was like, "Oh shit, yeah." It's a split, oh my god, my personality is complex.
I have layers.
Fucking person. Yeah, but I would say the old '90s Batmans, they portrayed Gotham probably the best way.
But I think like.
Because after those, and then like Christopher Nolan released his, it was more like realistic, and like the town was like obviously New York.
New York, yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, well, why don't you like
off of New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like their version, but just much more shittier, much more crime rampant.
That's why I'm like, it's funny how like, I feel like DC came to the party late when it came to naming cities. Marvel took the real city names, and then they were like, hey, he's going to be in New York. I already took it. Ah, fuck.
But the good thing about like the DC did is like they're like they did one thing that like Marvel was like, because they got stuck on like, we're in New York, like, but DC was like, fuck it, let's do a new line, but it's another universe. So it completely goes, oh, okay, that's believable.
But like, but it's like low-key, all those heroes, they're like in DC, all their cities are pretty much New York, just with different names.
Yeah, Metropolis.
No, Metropolis is more like Seattle, right?
The Flash is in Chicago, right?
Like it's not actually Chicago, but like it's based on, like, his thing is based on
Metropolis is more like Washington.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Washington like State or Washington, D.C.?
Or like Indianapolis.
Oh, no, yeah, like I guess Metropolis, it was over there, yeah. Like, and then Gotham was more New York, and then...
Gotham was definitely fucking New York.
Yeah. I feel like it's different boroughs. Like, they based off of different boroughs. Like, Gotham is like the, like...
The super shitty version of New York.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
Metropolis is a super decent version of New York.
Like, no, so
he's one's like lower New York and one's upper New York.
Yeah, Superman was in charge of Manhattan.
Lower Manhattan.
Yeah. Fucking man, Superman.
You're in 74th year.
You know, Loki, Batman was in charge of the Bronx. That's where he was.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
There was always brown 100%. People in there, his actual 100%. Fighting scenes.
He was beating up on fucking ethnics.
His parents got shot.
Fucking Batman was beating up on all the ethnics. Exactly.
Y'all get
he went to Chinatown to kick their ass. He went to the Batman
is just high key racist.
Yeah. Zorro. Zorro.
He was the one guy from Uptown that really hated the lower.
Yeah, just high key racist.
Batman's he's like, I gotta keep these poor people in check.
He's just keeping them on the ground.
Gotta keep the 1%. Do you have a permit?
Just that motherfucker.
Gonna sell hot dogs.
Gonna serve justice the hockey way. What's your permit?
You guys beat the fuck up.
He's in bodegas following the colored people to make sure they don't steal shit. He's
just like... Batman's just overly racist.
And then the one white
super
kid.
But he just happened to be looked as a good guy because he took down a few couple bad people, and like actual villains.
And then the one white kid that tried to steal his dreams is like, my prodigy.
And then he calls himself the Dark Knight so you can blame it on black people. Because like the Dark Knight, he has to be black.
I'm an ally. What are you talking about? Dark is in my name.
It's some Wesley Snipes looking motherfucker.
Dude, it's just like a One Piece there. You know Zoro, I'm pretty sure the Zoro guy, they pointed out all the characters he's ever beaten in the show are all colored.
Oh, that's true.
All the villains that he's ever beaten, like that's they always true. Go against like different crews, and you know, Luffy has to fight.
Well, colored as in more like they're some of them are purple or
but the best part was they written the author himself, he wrote like little like bios about them if they were in our real world. Like apparently Luffy's Brazilian.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Luffy's Brazilian. Sanji's like European.
Do Brazil?
He's like from Nordic countries and stuff like that.
Zoro's obviously like Japanese, I think. Yeah.
But then
a few. Yeah,
Nami's
like
just from Big Titties.
No.
Nami and Robin both from Big Titty City.
No, Robin.
Big Titty Avenue.
Also called Vegas.
Robin.
Big Titty Avenue.
She's like a double D-ville. Like
Robin is Russian, yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
But
I
then
know.
They pointed out that Sanji, his occupation, like they wrote like what their jobs would be. Guess what?
Wow, no. Pause. yachts. They're pirates.
Yeah, but
what,
like,
do you mean,
if they're,
what their
if
jobs
they're,
could be? They're pirates.
If their one's job, if they're in the real world.
Wait, one's a cook?
Yeah, yes. One's a cook.
Well, pause. Is he a cook or is he a pirate cook?
He's a pirate cook, technically.
Exactly.
But he started out as a cook first.
Your Honor, I rest my
case. But you did start off as a cook
first.
You like worked in the actual restaurant.
So he was a cook and then turned pirate.
Yes. Because his whole point is that he wants to get to a certain ocean that has like a bunch of seafood and shit. He wants to cook with it.
It's where all four seas connect. And yeah. So you get a choice of all the top tier.
Now that's
some call it the Four Seasons.
That's the only reason why he was he became a pirate. And then Zoro is more like he just wants to get stronger.
Like his dream is just to open up a nice sushi place.
One wants to go to Golden Gym and one wants to go to fucking Four Seasons. Is what I'm
But in this bio, it's like, what if they were in our world? What their job would be in our world?
Customer service.
Yeah. No, Sanji would be an actual cook. Zoro apparently was a police officer. And they're like, bro, he's the racist. He's low key racist.
He's a racist.
Because you know, Blue Lives Matter.
They do. You know what someone told
me? You're good at beating people. I think know your occupation.
Hey, like entertain this idea. Someone told me, like, isn't it fucked up that, like, a lot of people were getting really butthurt about, like, motherfuckers kneeling, right?
And so they're Batman.
No, hold on. Like, let me
Bane.
Let me finish this.
I was born in this.
Now, I want to entertain this idea. Let's see where it goes.
I was born.
Something.
I didn't see the light until I was already a
bad. Bane was a badass. Side note, Bane was a badass.
He was the best iteration of Bane, period. Because fucking... George Clooney's Bane just made him just a fucking swole-ass dumbass. Yeah, but in reality, Bane was stupidly smart.
Wasn't he also a luchador, though?
Yeah, he was also a luchador, yes.
Ooh. So they low-key whitewashed him a little bit.
Yeah. They just made him super fucking stupid.
They slapped Trauma and then fucking packaged it. Dude, Trauma sells! Oh my god!
13 Reasons Why.
This motherfucker just now
I just had a fucking like brain blast.
He had his brain blast for the
yeah,
but no, this is a surprise. This is the second one for the month. Oh my god.
He's overheating. He's overheating.
All this, dude, bro, all week, brain blasting, bro. I'm exhausted, bro.
We call it brain blasting, but if it was in Jimmy Neutron, it'd just be a thought. It would just be a thought that he had.
I was going to say, some of our viewers are not going to get that reference.
No, it's fucking, you know when the dumb one had a brain blast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Eugene! Oh, he was
fucking Eugene.
No, his name's Gene. Oh, Sheen. Why do you think
don't
he's Eugene?
Disrespect.
I don't know.
Oh, I think his. The try I think guys
his,
now.
Wasn't, no, wasn't his the superhero's name? Or like the superhero he liked start with an E?
No,
I don't remember.
I know Sheen, Carl, and Jimmy.
I love Carl.
But while he's looking that up, let me entertain this. So you know how people said like about the kneeling stuff and like you're disrespecting the flag. Someone's like, isn't it funny? Like those same motherfuckers like have a flag that's black and has like a blue stripe. Like it doesn't that count as desecrating? I was like,
oh, they I was like, remixed the American flag.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, wait, what? Yeah. No. Wait, what? No. I was like, confused.
In their situation, they're just remixing.
Yeah, then in my head, I was like, bro, if you can make bikinis out of the USA flag, bro, fuck it. I mean, at this point. But I was just like, damn, that actually caught me in a fucking little pickle. I was like,
going back to Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah,
it's Ultra Lord.
Ultra Lord.
Ultra Lord.
I thought she was going to get with the
Ultra
black girl.
Ultra Lord, yeah.
Wait, what?
You remember
the black chick?
Yeah, I thought they were going to get together.
I didn't romanticize people back then as a kid.
They kind of romanticized Jimmy and that one girl, though. That's why.
Well, that's because she blatantly had a crush on him.
And they kissed in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I know.
She's like the type of... She was like doing the whole, I'm going to bully you, but in reality, I love you. She was doing the Hey Arnold, right?
I mean...
Hey Arnold...
Hey Arnold, that was a root of joke.
Yeah.
That was like the whole ongoing bit is that she's a... Helga. Total tool, yeah. Tool to him, but she's in love with him.
See, by the way...
That playground.
Yeah, playground love.
Yeah.
Homegirl had a unit, bro.
Yeah, did, right? So is the 90s, bro. Fuck it.
why you got to point it out? You're not planning to bang her. That's Arnold's chick.
Well, not anymore.
Hey, bro, she's still 12 right now.
She had a unibrow. Arnold had a football head. I mean.
At this point.
That's a deformed baby.
People deserve love.
Dude, that black kid had either a very tall head or a very, puffy afro. Either or.
It was his afro.
Because it moved.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
I'm pretty sure I saw like one episode where he walked through a
because this was the 90s. They didn't make hair move, physics. No. Not yet.
No, like he walked through a door and it bent down and then popped back up. I could have swore that happened before.
I never
and
really
I was just like,
it.
What
really
the fuck?
Because to me, it's like, okay, if Homeboy's head is, in an anatomy standpoint, is a football, then this motherfucker is a cylinder. Right? Right? Am I just like...
Because they were all on drugs when they were making this, so
bro,
who gave
I feel
a
like
fuck?
That's the 90s, bro. I feel like back then, like, cartoons were a little bit more... friendly to adults.
Friendly?
To adults.
Oh.
But no, go watch Batman. Use
Lewis is so use lost. Code.
She's like, I'm completely lost. I'm like, all right, I'll figure out a way.
I don't know. You were on your phone for fucking 10 minutes.
Yeah, but Batman.
This is what happens when we can't bully you, man. We run out of shit to talk about.
Who are you supposed to compliment you?
Bro, that would be the awkwardest episode of our podcast if we had to actually compliment each other. Like, genuinely compliment each other. Not like, Joe's got a dumpy kind of shit.
Well, what do you mean?
I couldn't compliment it.
John just doesn't know how to fucking not be weird about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We had one episode where we complimented one person genuinely, and it was just Cho's birthday. Yeah. That's it. After that, we never did it again.
Yeah, let's not.
We know how you are if we do it.
Let's don't
you
ever
fucking
do it
again. You'll start sweating.
What about you guys then?
I wouldn't give a fuck if y'all complimented me.
I'm waiting for the day y'all compliment me once.
I'm never going to do that.
I've said plenty of nice things to you, you fuck.
No, you say nice things, but then you say mean shit later. So
it's a push and pull, baby.
How you gonna love me and then smack me in the face, baby?
It's push and pull.
Do you remember when John used to do that? Like when John used to randomly slap people? Like, do you remember that? Or do you remember doing that a lot, John?
And I don't, but
like,
it sounds
like
me.
Like you'd be like, blah, 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 blah. And then John would do, and then just run. And then you'd be like,
oh, yeah, he did that shit in high school.
Yeah, do you remember when you
I think it was just because it was like, he didn't know how to end the conversation. The best way was just to slap and run. No, he's like,
that's
yeah.
What I'm saying. I don't remember instead it, but just, it sounds like me.
Instead of just sitting in awkward silence, he just goes, yeah.
It was John, like, fucking.
Yeah.
It's what John used to say, where he should just be extra and he just do it.
Yeah. I know. And then, like, or he would, like, I wouldn't say he would thud women hard, but he would go, like, I'll give them a little.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He would smack them in like, the head.
It was either that. It was either that, or he just push him in the head and
yeah,
then just walk.
Or, like, but, sometimes, like, if a girl was, like, she was talking too much, John was, like, already, like, huh? You just like tap him in the head because then like they're fucking ha.
Like, you know, no.
That's not the worst. Do that to anybody, bro. Hey,
that's not the worst. That's not the worst thing I did though. The worst thing was I had a significant other. She
I don't know. Never mind.
What's the worst thing? Murder.
No, she blatantly told me that misogynist. She told me she was self conscious about her double chin. So anytime she would say something that annoyed me, I would just grab her by her double chin.
Oh my god.
Just grab it. I'm like, no.
That is fucked.
I was
no
like,
wonder, no wonder they were.
I mean, I would apologize, but there would be times I overdo it.
I'd apologize and then do it
and
again.
Was that the same? Was that the same girl that said you had Kermit hands, like arms?
No.
Oh, yeah. I guess
no. I had a child with this one.
Kermit arms.
I was sure that said that.
What?
That I had Kermit arms.
Yeah.
No, he was referencing the girl that pinched my bicep.
He had no arms.
Again, I said,
he had no arms!
Yeah, but then, like, Cho's the one that made the reference to Kermit.
I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say.
No, we just don't give a fuck. We know we do it. It's just like, all right.
Just need to understand.
Like, they're gonna talk shit when I leave. I already know.
But our shit talk is not like you. It's literally.
It's
like,
not. It's not. It's there's not, no malice. It's no, just. It's just we're
like,
fucking around.
It's just like I wish you just. Listen
no,
to
I hate him.
That type of shit. It's like literally like relationship shit. Like he doesn't touch me that much. Like that shit. It's not like man. If I see that,
which you grabbed me more than you grabbed my double chin. Yeah. Just saying.
That because like our shit is just like, ugh, but it's not like. If no, I it, see that I'm, motherfucker, like it's not like
it,
super.
No, weird. Deadass is just the male version.
Nah, I'll just
less
kick
griping.
You out of my house.
Yeah, ours is. There's no malice in ours. We're just. Nah, it's just fucking around.
Except for roasting Lewis, that's like a 2 minute.
Exactly. Then y'all know where the door is.
Can they go stop scrolling?
Oh, for fuck's sake!
I remember that was something we couldn't. Me and you couldn't replicate it. Academy. Like, what? Our group, we couldn't just talk what? Shit like we really wanted to.
But
we,
okay, friendship? Let's be honest, John.
We went to replicate friendship?
We went to a
woke no, like, school. Any other group that we hung out with at Academy, like, they all, like, after a while would get, like, fed up with it. There was only a few people that actually, like,
butthurt about it?
Yeah, like, yeah. Do you remember, I feel like it's not really doxing because they're very generic names, yeah. But you remember Juan and Josue?
Wow. Yeah.
Very, very generic indeed.
Yeah, that could be so many of them.
That's like,
we hung out
that's
with
like, literally
on the names of list. That's like one and two right there.
It's pretty generic.
It's one and two.
I'm
right
not
there.
Gonna say last names, but I remember for a long.
He goes last name Hernandez.
Hernandez.
Morales.
Do you remember Garcia?
Last name Garcia. Where does he live? First Street.
Stupid. But yeah, we hung out there were two other people that we hung out with at Academy, and we all just like would bust balls, but one of them just could not deal with it, and they would get really butthurt because I had them for the class after lunch, and we would get in there and he would just be like hella pissed off about it, and then he'll like one day, I think it was like towards the end of the year, he snapped at me about it, and then I was like, okay, chill dog. And it was the other person in that little group, he's like, bro, they're just busting your balls. If you can't handle it, then don't fucking sit with us. And I was just like, what he said.
But also, like, it's like we like, like when we roast someone, we roast them. We're like, okay, that's like level one. Let's crank it to two. And
yeah. Let's see how far we can push it.
And then four, and then five was like, oh, I saw like a little eye twitch. I'm keep it below four.
But that's the thing is too, in high school for us, like we, and like, and this is our whole group. Like we all made fun of like very surface level shit. Like obviously like easy thing for you was like your dyslexia or your weight.
Or couldn't play hide and seek.
Yeah, stuff like that. Cho, you know, Korean jokes all the time. Homeboy had like really bad acne. We made fun of that. We
didn't know.
Huh? No. The homeboy. No, no. Bitch, not what? You. The homeboy at Academy. The homeboy at Academy. No, not him. The homeboy at
Academy. Clear skin, baby.
No, homeboy. No, not him.
I may be a little dry, but I'm clear as fuck, man.
My bad. I didn't mean to put my hand out.
I'm dry as fuck. But I ain't no pimple. Don't tarnish my name like that.
My bad. I was talking about homeboy.
My herpes flare up from time to time.
That's not
acne. I have one right now.
Sis.
I had a fucking cold throw on my lip. Pop that. Now it's all fucked up.
Really? That's what that was? I thought you got bit a little hard.
I thought you were turning.
You got it from new him, dog.
You got it from me because I got it down here.
You're
it's not my fault we made out.
But no, homeboy from Academy. He had bad acne and then he got really butthurt about it. And we're just like, bro, if you're really that sensitive about your acne. It was the other homeboy, too.
Clear yourself, bitch.
He straight up said it. He was like, you act like there's no doctors for that shit. Straight up the next summer, he came back to school. He had clear skin because he went to a dermatologist. We're like, bro, like it's that easy to get rid of the shit that you're insecure about, apparently.
Yeah, but like, not for me, dog. John.
I ain't going to no gym.
Did John do some curls, dog?
I can, but I won't. Cause like I've never, if you guys made fun of my biceps, I'm never going to be like,
bro, stop. Your biceps aren't weird. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's only to you.
I know what I could say to fucking get John, like, feeling a type of way.
I don't like that Lewis does that shit all the time. What? I'm point blank. He does that. Anytime we hang out in a group,
I
he goes,
find out.
I could say something about
is
that
it because his arms are longer than his torso?
I mean, but whose arm isn't?
Is it that he has a little tongue?
Patches.
Oh,
yeah, but I said it on the podcast, I have it.
He's got little patches of hair.
I'm part primate. What the fuck?
Lewis is Putin. I have nuclear fucking.
Have you seen the
button? I've got a red button right here.
Have you guys seen the meme that's been going around for Putin? It's like everybody now in their videos.
Oh, that he's going to nuke?
No.
No, it's like people just like their individual message to Putin. The one I saw was funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, Pooty daddy. You're acting up, buddy. Come on.
Dude, the worst.
Chill out. We're supposed to go to Topgolf this weekend. Don't ruin the plan.
Dude, the worst one I saw was this fucking white chick is like, I'm sorry. If I was your mother, I'd give you so much love and attention. I'm like, bitch, that's not the issue, first of all.
That's why I prefer
he's just
the
got a giant fucking ego.
That's why I prefer the comedic ones. And yeah, I know. Like, you're
comedic
not
ones are
scroll.
Funny. But she was like, was like, oh, I'm sorry your mother didn't give you love. If I was your mother, you would be... you'd be enveloped in so much love. I'm like, no, stop. That's weird as fuck. First of all, you're talking to a grown, you're talking to a man who's older than you. First of all, you have no right to say this to an older man.
If you were my mother, I would be in foster care. Fuck you.
So weird.
But also, Putin recently said that he's like he was the newest victim of cancel culture.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it took some heat from me, bro.
He was like, oh, yeah, I'm the new thing of this cancel culture shit.
I'm gaslighting. How? I just sent an army to another country. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm just driving missiles. What are you doing? No more shit. I'm not exaggerating. Fucking A, bro. Jesus fucking Christ. The fact that someone made a video was like, if I was your mother, Putin, I would.
Yeah, it was bad. Dude, it was bad. I mean, a lot of people after that, like, would make fun of that specific TikTok and then do their comedic versions of it, but like that one was Daddy. Just
she that was shit just cracked me up calling she him was Booty
fucking
Daddy.
Insane. Like, I don't know how she would sit here, make that video, rewatch it, edit it, and be like, yes, this is post. Good.
Dude, what if
this to me this will end the war?
Yeah, this.
Dude, what if that bitch does end the war? What if Putin was like?
He's just on the can, fucking on TikTok.
Dude, he ends the war.
If I was your dad, mom, I would love you.
Dude, he just ends the war. Disappears.
He runs out with his hands around his ankles. Come back, come back.
Dude, no, he just ends the war. Disappears from being fucking the president, and then he just shows up at a doorstep in like those like when people use to just like abandon their kids and someone step yeah in a basket.
The last scene is like blue light. He's just on her shoulder.
It's like a man baby, bro. It's okay. Hey, bro, we don't fucking kink shame.
What if that's Putin's thing?
That's what I'm saying.
Putin just needs some loving.
After a long day of meetings, he just takes off his clothes, puts his diaper on, and just goes sit in his fucking baby crib.
Pooty baby needy.
Shorty's just holding him by both ankles. He's that baby powder. You know what I'm saying, bro? Yeah. And you know he got that fucking Russian hairy ass, bro. God damn, bro.
This bottle's filled with vodka.
That's the message. That's what we need to do. We just need to bombard Putin with a bunch of those same, like...
Bunch of love.
A bunch of love.
And the dude. War with actual love.
You know what's, like, not on, like hating on some hippie, like, free love shit? Like, cool energy, bro. But, like... Love is not gonna beat tanks. Like, I don't see that. I don't put those two together.
It's like
those posters, like love.
Yeah, it's
love
like
but love.
It's like back then when they used to put flowers in the barrels. Yeah,
that just makes me think of the Simpsons scene. Remember when Homer did it and the guy shot the actual flower back in his head?
Wasn't that for Watchmen?
Which one?
No, that the actual like putting the flower in the barrels was like an actual like,
it was a thing history back
then. Yeah, no, but like in Watchmen they do the shot and then he like shoots.
Oh yeah,
no,
that
then the happen. Simpsons did a bit where he put a flower in a shotgun and they shot it back and it was in his stuck in his forehead, so the whole petals and everything.
Yeah,
no, but you know who took down that like one fucking tank? That one Asian dude from China.
But that was in love. That was inconvenience. He was like,
I know, but like
that wasn't love. He's just like,
that wasn't love. That was just pure like.
Nah. I'm gonna be late to work. He's like, fuck out of my way.
He's like, this is a crosswalk. you're on a crosswalk.
Yield for pedestrians, fuck.
Oh, dude. So last night, I watched like a TikTok, and it was so apparently this happened in Rowlett, and it was like it's just a TikTok of the guy like recording like what looked like a toy helicopter just spinning out of control, and then it like lands. Mm. And everyone was like in the comments saying, oh, fake, blah, blah, blah. And then like literally the next frame after it lands is an entire, like an actual helicopter on fire and like two people had died.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what? So it wasn't.
So it looked like, at first it looked like just right. a toy, like, you know, remote controlled one. But then like the next frame after.
Was like a real.
It was like an actual helicopter that had like.
He was just that far away. So
like the fucking, like the back end propeller, it like completely broke off. So they were just spinning out of control.
So it was shit. Two videos damn. Into one.
Yeah, so the initial video was the recording of it falling, and then the video after was.
Oh, so it wasn't just a toy.
So he meant shot. Someone,
it wasn't a toy.
Did the first edit with like a toy, and then went.
No, it wasn't a toy.
He shot the video of it going down. It's really cut bad. Out it's the actual daylight. Like destruction. Yeah, people so like, called him out on it, and he had to like slap down the actual
No.
roof.
So the entire video is recording as it falling, then it like disappears out of view, and then you know how it like skips. It was like a Snapchat video. Yeah, okay. And then the very next scene was the guy was there, and it was like a fucking entire helicopter on fire.
Reporting live.
And then like the first few comments were like, oh, fake. And then like literally the next few comments after that. Oh, never mind. I watched the whole thing. Yeah, the next few comments after that was, this is not fake. This happened in Rowlett. Two people had died. Dogs are fucked up. And
but that throws me off that there are people actually comment in the middle of a fucking video.
Yeah, like they don't even finish
the
it.
They just say fake. Video.
They just say fake. Watch the video. It's not fake. And they just go, should I delete the comment?
Or hey, shout out to those people. They keep the comments spicy. Just shoot from the hips.
Like straight up, I've seen it happen.
Yeah, it was,
you can do that now.
I was going to bring this video up, but I was like, you know what? I don't want to show Choke because you're scared of heights, so I don't want to fucking scare you more.
Yes.
But it's like a video.
I can watch videos of heights. I just can't physically be there.
You know the video I'm talking
really?
About.
Really? Yeah. You said you're freaked out by Apex.
Oh, no. That would just make make my balls feel weird.
You know the Tesla shit, right?
Huh?
You know the Tesla shit, right?
Oh, the fucking. Yeah.
You know it was a rental?
No, but I mean, they survived. Yeah. It was a rental? The Tesla dude?
You know there was a cat in it?
I'm not talking about Tesla.
There was a cat in it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The tower
I'm not
thing?
Yeah, no.
I was going to send it up, but you know what? I was like, you know what?
This I would not watch it. I am
what
not.
Tower thing?
Oh,
so there
dude.
Was like an amusement park, and like these guys were, they were it was like the Superman where he just goes up and down. Mm-hmm. One of them wasn't strapped in all the way, and he falls and basically just... I didn't watch the video.
Thank you for watching, guys.
The moment people started talking like about it, and then I was like, something horrific happened, I was like, I am not watching this video. I am not
when
down
he got,
for that.
When he got flung up, did he go...
No, apparently, like... I don't know, but yeah.
Oh, dude, it was...
It was
like,
fucked.
Because I saw, like, I was like, someone died, and I was like, oh, it's like probably just like a still picture. I was like, oh, they're just...
No,
like,
they
like,
watched, it was an entire... It was the whole
video. And then I watched the whole video, and I went... And then I saw the guy, and then it's like, you know how it goes all the way down?
Yeah.
And then it stops, and then it goes all the way up.
Yeah.
When it stopped, like, the momentum just unclipped him, and he went head first, and all you hear, all you hear is, think! And then all you hear is, ah! And then, like, dude, literally, the guy filming, I feel like he was in shock, because, like, the camera just stood still, bro. And I was like... Dude. This is why I don't go to fucking Six Flags, bro.
This is why I don't fuck with heights.
This is why I don't do
this
that
is,
shit.
Yeah,
bro.
This is why I don't fuck with it. Why the fuck would you fuck with it?
That's what I'm saying. Don't. Bro. Like,
when people try to give me shit about not liking, I'm like, bro, I do not want to fuck with this. Like, period.
Let me take PSA. I'm a big dude. I'm chunky. I feel like most of us are a little thick. But like, if you're chunky and you're like, if you're on like an amusement park and you're like thinking this might not strap because you know I ate a little bit too many tacos. Then get the fuck out of there, bro. Don't risk it.
Don't even try.
Don't try to suck it in and then be like, hope it locks
in.
Like,
don't.
At that point, dude, just stop.
Just take
it go out. To a water park.
If you really want to ride roller coasters because you enjoy it, lose some weight. Like, not even to be like a piece of shit, but it's just
like on safety. Just
yeah, like
overall.
On safety, because like sometimes
you guys are like
that shit does not
degrees away from being like Andrew Schultz.
No,
I hate fat models.
No.
Y'all are just 2 degrees away from like your intentions are genuine, but y'all are two degrees away.
Hey, be safe, you fat piece of shit.
And if
you're
not,
disgusting.
Lose weight.
Piece of shit.
Fuck you. Because his shit, like his rant is like legitimate. He's like, you shouldn't sell the idea of being unhealthy and stuff. Yeah. But you should embrace body image. If a girl's normal, like if her normal weight is to be around her, it's fine. But overweight models, come on. He's like, come on. I'm like,
just,
dude,
y'all were just a
you
few
had
more
the first half.
Yeah, mine is no. I'm like, dude, like the only thing is like when you're riding a roller coaster, there's that fucking pretty. You know, there's a
rule.
Yeah, that chance of like not fucking going all the way is it gets higher the bigger you are. So it's just like don't even try to fuck with it. Just don't.
Y'all are a few more steps from just moving.
Because literally, dude, I feel like
just aggressively moving. It didn't lock the first time. Move.
Because literally, dude,
I would say tomato, but. Y'all don't understand that.
It's steak with your ass.
Stupid.
steak ribs.
steak ribs.
something ketchup related, but
ketchup.
ketchup.
That's stupid. But like, I honestly feel like the motherfuckers that do die on roller coasters are either too skinny or too fat.
Yeah.
Like, there's no like, I like jog like 6 times. Like, I'm not saying like be fit or whatever. It's just like, motherfucker, if that shit don't click naturally, just
get off.
Just get off.
Just get off. Just get off. Just get off. Don't even fucking
click. If there's 2 clicks, get off the rail.
Yeah, just get off the rail, bro.
I personally witnessed the 2 clicks before. He clicked it and he was like, that's the farthest it goes. I was like, man, I'm not ready for this ride. I'm
off. That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm not, dude. Imagine dying that way, bro. That's like,
yeah.
that's the part that fucks with me. That's the part that throws me off sometimes because, like, you know, we've been desensitized by like video games and stuff like that. You think ragdoll?
But I feel like,
real bodies do not ragdoll. I feel like, they just
splatter.
I feel like with video game deaths and shit like that, it's more like it's not as bad.
No, it doesn't feel realistic,
but the moment you actually see some shit like that,
but
it completely changes the way you think they actually fucking die that way.
But humans don't ragdoll.
Because people used to think like when you get shot, you go, and then you fuck. No, you just drop. Like, you're standing, you drop. Like, there's no fucking like weird, like you do this bullshit. It's just shot, they just fucking crumble.
I'm like, shit.
I don't know, because I've seen some where like they get shot and they just run, and it's because they're adrenaline.
But I'm talking about like an actual fatal shot.
A fatal shot, you're done.
Like, even if they're running, even if they're running, if they get shot and it's fatal, they just fucking flip. Yeah, they just flop. Dude,
it doesn't always have to be fatal. Again, it just has to be in the right spot. Like, usually, again, it's that torso area. Like, my straight up, that's what my mom said about when my dad got shot. She was like, you know, your dad's a tough dude, but one bullet. It was one bullet in the back, and he just went plop.
Yeah, dude.
And you can, like, you know, you can't sell a fall. Like, people always kind of like brace their fall and stuff like that. He straight up just went face first.
Yeah, dude. Like, he got knocked out. Like, someone knocked him out.
Yeah.
Like, dude, Apex is a good example. Like, when you fully kill someone, they just like kind of walk a little bit and then fall over, right?
Yeah.
Nah, dude. That's just what I'm saying.
Video games, the ragdolling effect, the and most, all that shit. That's not
probably
real.
The most, like, I guess, realistic way of getting shot and dying is probably like Call of Duty, because they do have it to where sometimes you just shot and you just. Your character just flops down. Like, he just stops moving, just drops.
But even then, there's, again, they have that ragdolly effect.
Yeah,
where
it's like, sometimes.
Like, if I've seen the clip of, like, someone flying out of a car and hitting the thing. And, you know, in, like, movies and stuff like that, they all, like, flop around and shit like that.
Yeah.
No, when they hit, if they hit head first, it's just plop. That's it. It literally is just a plop. And you're just like, shit. Yeah. It's like 2 seconds.
But I'm glad that video games aren't doing realistic.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, at that point, like, honestly, dude, like, that shit, like, number one, nobody should ever see anybody die, especially, like, in an amusement park.
Except for you three, clearly.
I mean.
But it's the internet's fault for that shit.
Is that mine, dude? I like.
No, it's not. It's your fault, because I haven't seen these.
You haven't seen it?
I mean, it was on Twitter for a little bit. I saw it last night without even like wanting to see. I just saw the picture of it.
You saw the beginning?
No, it was just the picture. And someone was like, if you see this, do not watch the video.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Just like, I'm not fucking doing it.
That's when
so you're telling me it's a challenge.
If you want to fucking look for it, I'm pretty sure it's trending somewhere. If not, go to Reddit. Reddit r/r watch people die. There's probably on there.
Yeah, and yeah, that's the worst thing. See, there's like a whole subreddit for
like
that.
Like I said, it's your fault because you know this.
I didn't know that, but like the fact, I'm not surprised.
No, I knew that there's a culture of people watching people die.
Yeah.
It's weird, dude.
It's super.
The internet's weird. That's
super
the thing.
Fucked.
The internet's fucking
super
weird.
Fucked. And I just can't. It makes me so uncomfortable when I watch.
To me,
like
it
that.
May. I've seen because like well, we talked like back in the day, people would just send you outlandish links. And they would just hide the links under our YouTube thing.
Dude, yeah. It used to
and
be like
you,
Facebook.
Dude, I would just see like, you just see some like gruesome shit. You're like, bro, like it makes you feel weird.
Like it just makes me super uncomfortable. Like it makes my body like very uncomfortable.
Very, very uncomfortable.
I feel at home.
It's kind of like have you guys watched like the director's cut of like Lord of the Rings and stuff like that? Or like some of the behind the scenes stuff?
No, because it's the Lord of the Rings.
Okay,
oh,
Harry Potter.
The fuck.
Okay,
oh,
Harry
we
Potter.
Already know about
Star Wars.
But no, there's one clip.
Okay,
that
Sorcerer Stone Boy. Okay,
but there
okay,
was
Goblin
one,
Fire Kid.
There was one clip that they were talking about.
Goblin nuts.
They were talking about how
pussy heaven ass.
What's the? I'm blanking on his name. What's the other guy? The Gandalf's like counterpart wizard.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on his name.
It starts with an S.
Sauron.
Yeah. There you go.
That they were talking about the scene where he gets stabbed in the back and then
then he falls and then lands on the thing.
Yeah, but they were talking about it and they're like say like, you know, the director, he was like, well, I was trying to get him to like act it out, like really suffer and stuff like that. But he was like, no, I've been to war. I know how it's like. You get stabbed in the chest or behind your back, you don't make a noise. You just whimper and die. And they're like, literally you can see it on the set. He's like explaining it to the director and the director's just like,
I just make movies, dog.
He's like, this is a, he's like, I'm not trying to make this realistic. We got goblins on set. What the fuck? And I was like, I get it. He wants like actor integrity. He wanted to be as realistic as possible because that's his job. But like, the director's just like, I just like went, just make just yell a little bit.
I feel
bit.
Like that scene hit a little harder because it was just a stab. No. He goes, and he falls, and then once he hits the theater,
no, but he said
dead
it too.
Silent.
No, just, that's what he was saying when he was recording it. He was like, no, I wanted him to act it out because on like through the little viewfinder of a camera, it didn't seem impactful. Then they actually edited it, and he went, oh shit, that's real.
Yeah, because like,
oh, Jesus.
I feel like that scene just hit because like that was the only scene where like no one said jack shit.
Yeah,
and up until his body disappeared, they said something, but like. The moment he fell and hit the fucking spike and just went underwater, it was just complete silence. They're just like looking like it looked. Oh, it was like
it's the realisticness that made it weird. But then he was just like, "But that wasn't my job to make a realistic death scene. I was supposed to have a wizard die."
That's it. If you wanted to have a wizard die, you haven't died. A wizard battle die, okay?
Yeah, or you have him like when he gets stabbed, he like turns into butterflies.
Yeah, that's what he was like. He was like, I mean, I get the truth and all. It's reality. If reality, he's like, but no one in a movie theater wants a real death.
Right, if I wanted to see a wizard die, a wizard death, I want to see him die by a wizard battle. All right.
I think you might like this.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, I think you might like because there's I think the channel's called MoCap or something, and they do like they go like they did a piece where it's like Harry Potter, but
I feel
R-rated.
Like he's trying to. I why do you guys think I like Harry Potter?
I didn't.
I don't that. Know.
You I don't know.
Look like, you just look.
That one time we talked about Harry Potter, you were answering questions left and right. Like second
I just watched the movies. I literally preferenced
be,
this.
Be honest.
Come
on. It was a bitch. Wasn't it?
Me watching them?
It was a bitch, right?
No.
Oh, so you like watching them on your own time?
I did. So you the
so
bitch.
It sounds like you watched
them. Yes.
There's no so vaginal kind of, gains from it.
So it kind of sounds like you do like Harry Potter, don't you?
Okay, I like Harry Potter. Whatever. I'll ride this wave in my head.
Okay, no. Did you have you watched all of them?
Yes.
Yeah, you made the effort, dog. You know, just like, dude, if you didn't like Harry Potter, you would do what I did. I watched 1, 2, and then never watched anything again. And then half of the last one. And then
see, you stopped it when it was gonna get good.
No, I stopped because that was Harry Potter. I don't care. Right?
Honestly, I wish there were like more like act like the later half of Harry Potter was like the actual like fighting like the wizard spell fight. But those were like really, I feel like they were short. They're like what, like maybe 2 minutes long, and then it was just.
But like
dialogue. Speed fighting.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want what I want. Like how I envisioned the last fight was just like. They were out in the field or some shit, and they just all like collided. Spells are flinging fucking everywhere, explosions
instead
everywhere.
It looked like they were just playing Red Robin.
But yeah,
Red
at
Robin.
That point, it was just like, oh, we're protecting our school. And the other guy, the fucking Voldemort, is just like,
Army
where's Harry Potter? And they're just like,
it's straight up two lines.
That's not how like, I imagined it. I imagine. I just, in my head, I imagine like open field, fucking, you know, people are conjuring shit up and like fucking slinging, like. Something like that.
Bro, how does 10 skill wizard battle be? Like, if you have 1-1, right? So you can only technically cast one spell at a time.
Unless
you
got a fucking extendo.
Shut the fuck up. This motherfucker has a bundle of sticks.
He's like, oh, I lost my. Oh.
He's just.
It's a repurposed lawnmower that shoots wands.
He's straight up cutting grass.
What's Rukia's brother's name?
Rukia. Oh, fuck.
What's his name? Anyways, he goes. He fucking.
I only know his last name.
He goes straight up. No one Kai and throws a fucking tree into a wood chipper.
Turns into a lot of
blades.
Turns into a lot of little ones. They don't even they don't even fire anything. It's just sharp sticks flying towards
just splinters.
He's getting splintered. But that would be a shit death, though.
Because I feel like wizard battles can't be as intense as like. Maybe like a sword and a wand. Like,
well, no, I mean, Fantastic Beasts did a pretty good wizard fight.
Well, I haven't watched all of Harry Potter, so I don't even know how the wizard.
Well, Fantastic Beasts like it's before that, Harry Potter, yeah, but like they had a really decent like actual wizard fight. Like it looked cool as shit. But then you watch Harry Potter, it's not anything like that.
Do you think it's because it's
children?
A bunch of
it's
a
in school.
Hey, bro, man. The children in our school. They're shooting up places.
Children in our school beating the fuck out of each other.
I think
there's violence in their heart. Yeah, definitely, it's just the imaginations apparently
it's
lacking.
It's not an American school.
It was British, exactly.
100%.
Right.
No, I got it.
Beans and toast, dog.
If it was here, lose your stick. Ah, that sucks. Yeah. What type of spell is that? Expecto Gunno. Expecto
Sentimento. Someone pulls out an actual wand. The other kid pulls out ammo. A portal.
Expecto fucking Extendo.
Extendo Glaucoma.
Fool has an actual wand. The other guy pulls out a 4x4 and beats on it.
Every time he shoots a gun, he has to make some spell up to make it seem like he's shooting spells.
So this kind of this might be an ignorant question in the Star Wars like sphere. But like, is the wands made out of something special?
Star Wars or Harry Potter?
Oh, Harry Potter, sorry.
It's made out of special wood, right?
It's made out of like special wood.
I have no idea.
Like,
I actually have no idea.
No, it's the wood is infused. God damn, I am.
And you're not. That's a trick question. Got him! Got him! Got him! Motherfucker!
Never mind.
Hey, oh, you guys act like I like Harry Potter. Proceed to answer every question.
Saying, if at least you could at least saved yourself by saying there was a vaginal game. Come on, man.
It's not
no,
bad.
It's okay. It's
not a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie.
Like, I watched the Twilights for vaginal games. Trust me, I did not give a shit
that's
about the
Twilight.
Movie.
That's Twilight. First of all, Twilight's way different than Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know who you are.
I disrespect Harry Potter, but don't disrespect.
But wait,
Harry
wait. I will say this. This is the only compliment I'll make about the whole movie series. What, their soundtrack?
What?
Their soundtracks.
Oh, for
the Twilight series?
Paramore?
Nah, don't Paramore even say. Don't there. Even give them that much credit.
They got Passion Pit on it. Oh man, that Passion Pit song is so good.
They just copied and pasted the playlist from Hot Topic into that movie.
No, like, they all had original songs.
Yeah, Paramore. Mean? Paramore wrote a song for Twilight,
and Passion Pit wrote a song for Twilight.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I hate that it's related to Twilight.
Yeah, like
I hate that it's related to the movie.
A bunch of bands wrote. Like songs for Twilight, like they're on. Like if you look up the Paramore song, it says Twilight.
Yeah, dude. That's why someone made a joke. They're like, bro, Loki. That's probably why the acting was so shit. No one could afford an acting director or an like coach. They spent all their money licensing artists.
Licensing artists. Yeah.
But other than that, I wasn't like, oh man, I'm just really interested in the universe. Let me study this. Let me find the origin of these fucking sparkly ass vampires. No, I had vaginal gains.
Well, everybody had vaginal gains back in the day. Especially Twilight. Come on.
Twilight. That's what I'm saying. Harry Potter was kind of the same. The only reason I watched it is because some girls liked it.
See, the only reason why I watched Harry Potter was because of my ex. So that's the only reason why like I even like Harry Potter was introduced.
Vaginal you know gains.
Chucky Man said that they were decent, so I gave him a shot. And they are decent.
They're decent.
Again, I think I watched the first one, second one, then Goblet Fire, then the very last movie.
Dude, the last one's fucking
fun
boring.
Fact, I only watched the last one because I went to the theaters with him.
And we snuck in.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say we snuggled.
We snuggled.
Yeah, but that's all I watched for Harry Potter. I really want them to redo the Percy Jackson movie.
Again, TV show.
I just want them to like, comment, and subscribe because it's Offset of Thoughts. And thank you so much.